Page 42, California Council of the Blind, CCB, Strategic Plan, 2013 to 2016, by Board of Directors. Editor's Note from President Jeff Tom. Whether you are a Fortune 500 company or a small nonprofit like CCB, without a rudder to guide the ship, you are at great risk of floundering and running aground. That is why the CCB Board of Directors, under the leadership of President Pomerantz, has adopted a strategic plan that contains specific goals and objectives that, if we can achieve them, will enable us, over the next few years, to expand our financial resources, increase membership, improve the way we run our organization, and in general, become better able to improve the lives of Californians who are blind or have low vision. Achievement of these goals and objectives will take commitment and effort from all of us. Task forces are being established to spearhead the implementation of each goal in the strategic plan. Thus, I urge you to take a close look at the elements of the strategic plan and determine in what ways you can help in its implementation. The last issue contained Goal 1. This issue contains the balance of the strategic plan with Goals 2, 3, and 4. Mission. After some discussion about the mission of CCB, the mission statement was modified to read as follows. The mission of the California Council of the Blind, CCB, is to gain full independence and equality of opportunity for all blind and low-vision Californians. This revised mission statement should be approved by the board and substituted for the present mission in all documents and on the website. Goal number 2. Review organizational structures and functions to implement efficiencies and enhance the provision of services. Objective number 1. Hire an executive director, covered under Goal number 1, Objective 3. Activities A. Could be combo executive director, development director, actual details to be developed. Responsible party, work with personnel committee. Time frame, January 1, 2017. Costs, none indicated. Objective number 2. Hire a grant writer on a contract basis. Activities A. Determine what aspects of CCB are most fundable with grants. Responsible party, task force. Time frame, July 1, 2015. Costs, estimated $10,000 grant. Activities B. When hired, need great specificity in contract agreement, what deliverables and when. Responsible party, task force. Time frame, January 1, 2016. No limitation on what category. Costs, volunteer supervision. Activities C. Capacity building grant may be most appropriate to begin with. Responsible party, task force, makes the case for such a grant, e.g., the strategic plan, now one convention conference, re-energized board, policies in place, etc. Time frame, October 1, 2016. Costs, estimated $10,000, grant, with grant writer. Objective number 3. Better efficiency in information collection and retrieval. Activities A. Membership database completed and up to date. Responsible party, ACB database, big help. Time frame, December 1, 2014, ongoing process. Costs, AA's salary. Activities B. Conference registration, processing of payments automated online. Responsible party, administrative assistant and volunteers. Time frame, February 1, 2015. Costs, AA's salary and his role in supervising effort. Activities, explore getting an iPhone app and using PayPal. Responsible party, task force. Time frame, February 1, 2015. Costs, none. Objective number 4. Total review of office technology. Activities A. Explore the possibility of Cisco Systems donating a phone system for longer voice message boxes, ability to have Blind Californian read on one of the boxes. Responsible party, task force, and AA to specify what is needed in phone system and make an approach to Cisco systems. Time frame, October 2014, complete initial inquiry. Costs, minimal installation costs. Activities B, examine the state of office computers and upgrade, replace as needed. Responsible party, task force, and AA. Time frame, November 2014, ongoing. Costs, perhaps $5,000. Activities C, vet stacks of old paper records and put relevant ones on computers. Need processes which don't generate paper. Responsible party, task force. Time frame, ongoing, January 2018, completion. Costs, perhaps none if techie volunteer is found, perhaps intern from local college or even high school. Objective number 5, board issues, structures, and board development. Activities, A, complete and implement board expectations document. Responsible party, task force, and board adoption of document to use in board recruitment. Time frame, document completed October 2013. Costs, none. Activities, B, examine present committee structures and recommend changes, RE, number and nature of committees and use of task forces. Responsible party, task force, and board adoption and necessary changes to constitution and bylaws needed. Time frame, completion, convention, 2016. Costs, none. Activities C, establish a method of informing the membership of skills the board needs, construct a new board orientation and ongoing development. Responsible party, task force constructs approach and board modifies and adopts, ensures succession planning. Time frame, completion convention 2016, may need constitution changes. Cost, none. Objective number 6, the Blind Californian. Activities, A, coordinate with the active overall review of the Blind Californian. Responsible party, task force. Committee gives recommendations to board by convention 2015. Time frame, ongoing from present. Costs, none. Goal number 3, increase membership and strengthen local chapters and affiliates. Chair, Lena Dawes. Members, Linda Porell, David Jackson, and Eric Smiley. The consultant recommends that the task force enlist the help of 2 or 3 members to assist with this task force. Recommendations of persons must be cleared first with the board chair. Objective number 1, orchestrating a mentoring program throughout CCB. Activities A, create a mentoring task force. Responsible party, this task force. Time frame, begins August 1, 2014. Costs, none. Activities, B, charge this task force with setting up a buddy system for new board, committee, and affiliates members, at least 1 phone call per week. Responsible party, mentoring task force. Time frame, January 2015. Costs, none. Activities, C, extend mentoring to members new to CCB by asking those not much involved with CCB to be these mentors. Responsible party, this task force in conjunction with mentoring task force. Time frame, December 2014, convention. Costs, none. Activities, D, ensure that present and future leaders have a mentor. Responsible party, this task force. Time frame, August 1, 2014, make sure this chore distributed among a number of people. Costs, none. Objective number 2, chapter development. Activities, A, strongly encourage chapters to have 1 regional event per year rotating amongst counties. Responsible party, a CCB board member should attend each if possible. Time frame, August 1, 2015. Costs, $1,000 for travel to regional meetings. Activities B, assisting chapters in matters of transportation for chapter and regional meetings. Responsible party, this task force perhaps engaging local Lions Club members. Time frame, Collect Resources for Chapters Members to TAP, February 1, 2015. Costs none. Activities C. Hold periodic CCB membership calls made by board members to exchange information both ways. Responsible party, this task force establishes the plan for the calls and enlists board members to make calls. Time frame, starting October 1, 2014, 5 office hours calls year, president, officer, and board member on call. Costs none. Activities D. Implement a master calendar for various events such as fundraisers, speakers, meetings, etc. Responsible party, administrative assistant hosts the calendar. This task force designs and implements the practice. Time frame, December 1, 2014, ongoing. Costs none. Activities E. Investigate the efficacy of each chapter and affiliate having a listserv. Responsible party, each should have 2 monitors, this task force. Time frame, October 1, 2014. Costs none. Activities F. Find ways for committees to work together more. Responsible party, this task force stimulating the board to take leadership here. Time frame, ongoing, bring suggestions to next convention board meeting. Costs none. Objective number 3, recruitment. Activities A. Those on scholarship lists and recent winners are specifically invited to convention. Responsible party, this task force prepares invitation and has board chair sign it. Time frame, March 1, 2015. Invitation to convention and other events. Ongoing contact. Costs, postage, and time. Activities B. To get more college students, we might go to classes and present various topics. Develop or revise present brochure. Responsible party, task force can design a program to be presented, make contact with colleges, and recruit speakers. This task can be assigned to another committee. Time frame, December 1, 2014. Costs, $500 for brochures. Activities C. Over the year, speak to every TVI class in the state and DOR counselors. Responsible party, task force drafts message, makes contacts with colleges and recruits. Time frame, December 1, 2015. Costs none. Activities D. Post resources and CCB literature in ophthalmology and geriatric offices. Responsible party, task force works through chapter offices, identifies sites, and asks chapter personnel to distribute materials CCB provides. Time frame, November 2014, ongoing. Costs, approximately $500 for brochures and mailing. Activities E. Explore forming a special interest affiliate for blind parents. Responsible party, task force explores as best they can the market for such an affiliate and proceeds from the results of that search. Time frame, convention 2015. Costs, none. Activities F. Launch an effort to reach sighted children of blind parents. Responsible party, task force, like above, explores potential market and proceeds from the results of that search. Time frame, convention 2015, explore family track. Costs, none. Activities G, visit the Veterans Blind Center in Palo Alto to recruit veterans and help them get veterans benefits. Responsible party, a member of the task force visits the center and discusses how CCB might help. Time frame, February 2015, costs none. Activities H, engage diabetes educators in the marketing of CCB. Responsible party, task force identifies the educators and makes initial contact. Time frame, June 2015, costs none. Activities I, make crystal clear, what do I get by being a part of CCB? Responsible party, whereas this is last, it has a due date very early. This is a critical piece of all of the above. Time frame, September 1, 2014. Cost none. Goal number 4. Discern the implications of going to one conference convention and construct strategies to address them. Chair, Robert Wendt. Members, Artis Bazin, Gabe Griffith, and Roger Peterson. the consultant recommends that the task force enlist the help of two or three members to assist with this task force. Recommendations of persons must be cleared first with the board chair. Objective number 1, board meeting schedule. Activities A, have an in-person meeting in the fall. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, annually have suggestions for budget committee in August 1, 2014. Have proposal for convention board meeting 2015. Costs, none other than travel for some. Activities A1, have president's meeting with board meeting. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, periodically. Costs, none other than travel for some. Activities A2, hold a legislative seminar at the same time. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, periodically. Costs, none other than travel for some. Activities A3, hold a membership seminar at the same time. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, periodically. Costs, none other than travel for some. Activities A4, hold committee meetings or joint committee meetings at the same time. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, periodically. Costs, none other than travel for some. Objective number 2, the resolution process. Activities A, resolutions must be in before the convention. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, annually. Costs, none. Activities A1, move the deadline to one day earlier. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, annually. Costs, none. Activities A2, committees must be thinking of resolution in a more timely manner. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board. Time frame, annually. Costs, none. Objective number 3, getting more delegates to convention. Activities A, offer a limited number of stipends to small chapters, particularly those at the other end of the state. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board annually. Time frame, August 2014, budget committee recommendation. Costs, estimated $3,000 a year. Activities A1, get greater buy-in from moneyed chapters who do have funds but don't send delegates. Responsible party, task force, design a plan to accomplish this annually. Time frame, October 2014 ongoing. Costs, none. Objective number 4, board meetings revisited. Activities A, have 2 in-person board meetings, April, May, and October, and 2 open conference call meetings, December, January, and July, August. Responsible party, task force recommendation to the board when also considering objective A1. Time frame, annually, August 2014, budget relevant. Costs, travel costs greater than objective A1. Activities B, ensure that board members document money spent for affiliate activities not reimbursed and submit to administrative assistant. Responsible party, task force proposes action to board. Time frame, October 2014 for proposal annually, October 2014 ongoing. Costs, none. Objective number 5, fostering greater communication. Activities A, have a voicemail box for public comments, Ray, CCB with a person monitoring it. Responsible party, task force devise monitoring duties and recruits volunteers to assist. Time frame, set up constructive input, September 2014 ongoing. Costs, minimal. Activities B, require chapters and affiliates to post an annual report of activities in the Fall Blind Californian and on website. Responsible party, task force, orchestrates the initiative and gets buy-in from chapters and affiliates. Time frame, begins January 2014 with results in Fall 2015. Publications committee could present idea January 2015, ongoing. Cost, none. Activities C, establish an ethos of sharing ideas, successes, and failures. Responsible party, task force champions this idea and moves it forward. time frame, beginning January 2015, costs none. Objective number 6. Additional ideas to consider. Activities A. Increase board members and committee chairs travel to chapters. Responsible party, August 2014, budget committee consideration, time frame August 2014. Costs none indicated. Activities A1, chapters might invite persons they want for their expertise. No entries for responsible party, time frame, or cost. Activities A2, chapters might offer housing and meals to save costs. Responsible party, task force presents plan for this to the board and informs chapters of this initiative. Time frame, no entry. Cost, some travel assistance to board members, estimate at $3,000 an annum. Activities B, strengthening special interest affiliates. Responsible party, see below. Time frame, none entered. Costs, none. Activities B1, encourage members to go to local chapters to speak about their affiliate. Responsible party, task force shares this idea with affiliate chairs. Time frame, October 2014. Costs, no entry. Activities B2, affiliates hold teleconference meetings for members and interested people. Responsible party, task force shares this idea with affiliate chairs. Time frame, October 2014. Costs, none. Activities C, hold a free standing capital day when convention not in Sacramento. Responsible party, task force coordinates this day with governmental affairs. Time frame, every other year, February 1, 2015, ongoing, coordinates with governmental affairs committee. Costs, none. Consultant notes. Task force chairs oversee their goal and initiate actions as indicated. Perhaps the first task, the draft, is for each task force to review the time frame suggested and modify them as appropriate. Task force chairs report biweekly to board chair via email or phone progress on their goal. Task force chairs briefly report on their progress at each and every board meeting. Additions to each task force must first be cleared by the board chair. These additions may include persons who are not CCB members but have needed skills. Constant monitoring of this process is critical. Keeping momentum going makes the job both easy and successful. I wish you Godspeed in this work. Respectfully, Don Wells, donwellsconsulting@yahoo.com, July 2013.